Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Let's do this. Well, big weekend for Jennifer Lawrence. She is now a married woman. Yes, J-Law got married over the weekend to art gallery director Cook Maroney.
He's impossible not to love, you know.
Oh, yes. They tied the knot at a mansion in Rhode Island. Big time guests, too, including Kris Jenner, Emma Stone, Cameron Diaz, Ashley Olsen, Nicole Richie, Sienna Miller. The list goes on and on. They had about 150 guests. Jennifer Lawrence, they have been dating the last year. They got engaged this past February. And apparently it was an awesome party reception. The whole shebang was so much fun. And I love that it included house-made marshmallow s'mores.
What do you think it means? Like, I mean, like, not that. That sounds delicious. What do you think you get, like, Jennifer Lawrence for a wedding gift? Like, do you slide her a 50? Do you get her, like, an Amazon gift card?
You just get her anything Hermes. That's it.
Yeah. Just whatever's on her
box.
Registry.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Hermes?
It's a brand. It's like a very, like, a luxury brand.
Okay, cool.
I watch a lot of Kardashians. That's the only reason why I know that.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, no, you should get Lindsay some. Look into it for Christmas.
Sounds expensive. Really expensive.
Oh, you have no idea. Moving on to, maybe Shawn Mendes could get that for Camila Cabello. Now he could afford it. Camila was so cute. She was asking Lizzo for a twerking lesson backstage over the weekend.
I'm not great at it. You got to teach me.
Listen,
please.
I believe you got something
that, I do, but I don't know.
Senorita up in there. You got that senorita. I like the way you call me senorita.
Thank you.
She turned it around. Them hips don't lie.
Those hips don't lie.
But I don't think Camila can twerk like Lizzo can.
I don't think anyone can twerk like Ms. Lizzo can. Halsey, though, maybe would give her some stiff competition. Over the weekend, Halsey went on stage and she admitted to her crowd that she sings Taylor Swift's Lover almost every night when she is in the shower.
It's really insane. I think that my assistant has like 100 videos from outside the door where I'm in the shower. Just like...
Don't you feel like you can actually sing when you're in the shower? You sound so good. You feel like you do?
I can't talk about my shower singing.
Do you sing in the shower?
I do. I actually have a whole album if you look on Spotify.
Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
I think that's why I brush my teeth. I'm like, why? Do my breath stink this morning?
No, but a lot of dudes, maybe some women too, they like to multitask. I think it's so funny.
I tried, like, I have to shave my head a couple of times a week. Otherwise, you can see how bald I am. I have tried doing that, but I think the only thing I can do in the shower is shower. I can't multitask. Do you?
No, I sing. I don't brush my teeth. I like to take my time.
Okay, I'll have to get you some shower ambience later. We'll hear a full concert from Mackenzie.
Yes, and lastly here, Billy Bob Thornton. He just seems like so fun and just a great person. He's here just so laid back, admitting he was drunk during most of the filming of the movie Bad Santa.
I was drunk in that scene. And it's so obvious. I drank about 3 glasses of red wine for breakfast. Well, that was just an appetizer. Then I switched over to vodka and cranberry juice, and then I had a few Bud Lights. By the time I got to that scene there, I barely knew I was in a movie.
Wow, how good would our show be if we did it like that?
That sounds like some our red breakfast. Wine. 3 glasses of red wine.
Mixing some white wine to get variety in our
breakfast
lives.
Breakfast of champions.
All right, Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. We've got the positivity that you need to kick off your week. Monday Motivation is coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.